Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about what happens to you when your birthday expectations are not met.
And Brené Brown has this quote around expectations, and she says, disappointment is unmet expectations. The more significant the expectations, the more significant the disappointment. And I think as we're talking about this particular episode, if there are unmet expectations around a birthday, it can feel very, very significant.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that in today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate you, to celebrate the transformation that you've had in your marriage, to celebrate your wins. And this hug came out of a post in the One Family private Facebook group that says, 33 years today. Mm. Happy anniversary to my lovely wife. It has been a bumpy road at times, but it is worth it. I so much appreciate finding the podcast and saving us 2 years ago. Mm. Thanks to you two, we realized how to talk to one another and maybe more importantly, how to listen. Here's hoping for another 33.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I love it. And you know what? It's stepping in. And what I love about this, they didn't just find the show last week or 2 weeks ago and go, oh, wow, we had a massive transformation change. It was like, hey, we found you guys 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are, you know. At that point in time, it was 31 years of marriage, and here we are 33 years in. And I would assume from this, you know, just more in love than ever, and like they're living out their extraordinary marriage, and they want to keep doing it. So kudos to you guys.
Especially when you're at 33 and you're like, here's hoping for another 33. I'm always like, come on,
yeah,
let's do this. Well, as Tony said at the top of this episode, we're talking about birthdays. And you know, the funny thing about birthdays is they have a tendency, they're, you know, it's kind of like Christmas and anniversaries. They have this pesky little tendency to show up every year.
Every year.
Every year. It's crazy how that happens. And, you know, we'd recently heard this story about a couple where the husband was getting ready to celebrate his birthday, or his birthday was coming. Let me actually rephrase it.
Okay.
The husband's birthday was coming and the wife was trying to get a head start on the planning by asking all these questions like, hey, what do you want to do? Let me give you some ideas. Maybe you don't know, but I've got some ideas on, you know, what we could do. And the husband didn't like any of her ideas and didn't really have anything either that he wanted to do. So there was this tension.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to celebrate you, but you're not helping me out here.
Yeah, you're not giving me anything here to work with.
Like, I got nothing to work with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, birthday comes, the actual day comes, and it was just like this big disappointment instead of a celebration. And the day actually ended with them feeling more disconnected than celebrated. And quite honestly, we've had those kinds of birthdays ourselves. And because of this, we're like, hey, you know, it's funny how, you know, we often get emails like, where do you guys get your, or get asked, where do you guys get your show topics and things like that? And I'm like, well, sometimes it's just hearing about stories mm-hmm. like this, where it's like, you know what does this look like? Because what are the expectations? You know, a lot of times here, you've heard us talk about the six pillars of intimacy. And as I was reading, you know, hearing about this story, I was like, oh, you know, the six pillars, there's probably expectations in some of those pillars when a birthday comes around. But if that isn't discussed, if you don't get into this place of saying, hey, we're going to communicate about this, then, you know, getting into this place of understanding, even understanding where your spouse came from.
Right? Well, and I want to just say, it is one day a year, and yet it can have ramifications many, many days, maybe even weeks, even months ahead. And it could also do the same after. And so I think it is interesting because marriages ebb and flow. Life mm-hmm. ebbs and flows. And we may look at something like this and go, oh, it's only a birthday. And yet, if we think about it, maybe you've been tweaked because your spouse didn't do anything for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
and you were expecting something. Maybe before there was some excitement there, some like, oh my gosh, this may happen, or I talked to him or her about it, and then it doesn't. And then you feel a little funky, like you're just in a funk. And it's understandable. We've been there. And yet, as Elisa said, when you look at your six pillars of intimacy, and if you haven't read our best-selling book, The Six Pillars of Intimacy, The Secret to an Extraordinary Marriage, you can get it at sixpillarsofintimacy.com. I'll put a link here in the episode notes for you. But if we look at each one of those and go, what was my expectation around that pillar? And it wasn't fulfilled, so there's now a crack in that pillar that's now seeping into possibly other areas of our marriage, and into, and even allowing cracks to form in other pillars of our intimacy.
Yeah, because it's not just what the two of you are celebrating as a couple, like right now, but you know, a lot of you have kind of a birthday journey that started from when you were a child, right? What did birthdays look like then? Because a lot of that, you know, like, did we celebrate? Did we not celebrate? Was it a big party? Was it just birthdays, you know, celebrations on, you know, monumental years and things like that? And how is that coming forward into, you know, what we do as a couple? Because, you know, case in point.
I was going to say, in all the years that we've been married, I don't know if we've ever even have shared this with one another. Like, what were birthdays like for you growing up?
See, so like a birthday every year was like a thing.
For you.
For me. Yeah. I mean,
and you remember those birthdays.
I remember like my fifth or sixth birthday at Farrell's Ice Cream, like the big drum and the big ice cream birthday ice cream sundae. I have a very distinct memory. I was probably 8 or 9. My birthday's June 20th. I remember another birthday, you know, backyard, pool party, all the things. I remember I had Oreo cookie ice cream from this place called GD Ritzy's in Columbus. You know, so I, like, birthdays are a thing. And it's no surprise, I'm sure now, like, even hearing me say this, where you're like, oh, like, do you remember the Cookie Monster cake I had when we lived in Rancho Santa Margarita, where I wanted the blue Cookie Monster cake? Because I was like, oh my gosh, Cookie Monster.
Nope. I don't remember that at all.
Are you serious?
Not at all. I can barely remember my birthdays, Elisa, to remember your, I'm honestly trying to formulate that image in my mind with the Cookie Monster cake. And
it was a half cake, and it was like all the blue, like crazy. I mean, everybody that's like super natural, healthy, like it is the crazy blue dye that they put in cakes. But like, I wanted this Cookie Monster cake. I think it was like my 27th birthday.
Okay.
I remember we were in Rancho Santa Margarita. It was our townhome there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, I totally remember that cake because I was like, oh, we're going to have a birthday party and I'm going to have a Cookie Monster cake. Like, birthdays have been a thing for me.
And they still are to this day. As many of you know, my birthday is on June 2nd.
So we have the same birthday month.
So I get day 1 and 2 of the month. And then after that, it's all about Elisa. I'm different than Elisa, though, when it comes to birthdays. I don't remember them. I remember one in particular, and I think maybe I was 5 or 6. And the only reason I remember it is because my mom has a picture of it. And I think I was wearing some like brown pants with like a brown t-shirt. And that's all I really remember of my birthdays is from that picture. But if I were to think back and go, oh, I remember that birthday, I would have no recollection of that birthday other than I've seen the picture a million times, I feel like. 16th birthday, other than getting my driver's license, I don't remember any type of celebration. 18th birthday, I can't remember. And I'm going big birthdays here because I'm just even trying to remember. 21st birthday, I do remember because I went to Vegas.
Right.
And then shortly thereafter, I met Elisa. So for me, there is almost like there's a stacking that happens that allows me to remember things of significance at times. Like, there's one event, but then another event follows it. Mm. And there's a stacking of those events that allows me to remember a specific period of time. It's what in Atomic Habits he talks about.
Yeah, that's
habit,
right.
Habit stacking. But I'm like looking back, and even as I was looking over the episode notes going, I don't remember. And even as I've grown older, I'm thinking, what? Like, 50th birthday, I remember because we just celebrated it.
That just happened. Yeah, so memory's fresh. See, like I remember my 35th because that's when we went to, like I remember 20. 20 was our first kiss. 21, yeah, I celebrated my 21 and
in
like,
Boulder.
Yeah, ended up with a bruise on my neck from like hanging over the toilet. Like, so, yeah, that was not a good thing. You know,
this was young and dumb of Tony and Elisa.
But like 35 was when we went to, you surprised me with Benihana and your aunt actually ruined the surprise because she said, oh, you're going to see, you know, your in-laws. Yes, and I'm
I do remember that one.
You know, so it's like even having this conversation, you guys, like it's so different. And even the expectations, like
45, we had a big one at the old house
for me.
Yep. For you. We had a big party. Yeah. I was your 45th.
Just so y'all know, my 50th is coming up next year.
That's going to be a big party.
In 2024.
Because at that point in time, both of our children have graduated from high school. Like we are celebrating. But it's a very interesting, and how we even think about birthdays today is different. Like,
well, because it's a big, like June starts coming and I'm all about like what's going to happen. And you know, like I have expectations around this and Tony knows. I mean, it's a big joke in our family and all our friends know it that, you know, like Tony said, he gets 2 days and I get the other 28 in the month. But, you know, going to you guys and saying, hey, what does this look like? How have expectations played out around this concept of the birthday? And we did a recent IG story poll. 96% of you, 96, have had the experience where, you know, you had expectations or your spouse had expectations for the birthday and it didn't go as planned.
That's high.
That's almost really, everyone. That's it really actually high. Like, I didn't expect it to be that high.
No.
But it lends itself to the fact that we need to talk about this and talk about, you're like, where are those expectations not being met? Which pillars have the expectations around them? And you're like, oh my gosh, we didn't, like I had an expectation that there was going to be a date, you know, recreational intimacy, and it didn't happen, or you were late, or we missed our reservations. These were things we heard from you guys. Other things were, you know, my husband didn't plan anything for the milestone birthdays. Like, I'm just going to put it out there. If it ends in a 0 or a 5, there's a good chance that y'all should be having a conversation about the expectation for that birthday.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is your emotional intimacy and being able to express what's coming up. Because, I mean, I'm looking at many of these comments and it is the emotional intimacy. It's how are we conversing and communicating with one another on what those expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, we don't know what's going on because, again, there may be cracks in specific pillars of intimacy that your spouse may be looking at and why he or she may not do what you're asking.
Can I just make an observation? And sure. I didn't actually even think about this as I was preparing the episode, but the reason your spouse's birthday is so significant is because if they weren't born, they wouldn't be in your life.
That is the truth.
And so choosing to celebrate them, no matter what the circumstances are in your marriage, is actually acknowledging your marriage and the fact that the two of you wouldn't be together had they not been born. That was completely not anything I'd prepared for this episode, but it just hit me as Tony was saying that. Like when you, and we heard from so many of you saying nothing happened on my birthday.
Here are some of the comments. I mean, the food and cake were gross.
Well, sometimes you can't control that.
But I understand that, but that is...
It's still a disappointment.
That's still a disappointment, right? Mm-hmm. There's an expectation of, man, I want to enjoy myself. It's my birthday and I went somewhere, or my spouse took me somewhere and it was gross.
Yeah.
And that can then lead to like a breakdown in the communication, your emotional intimacy. It can lead to a breakdown in your sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking, oh, wow, I'd love to have sex afterwards, or we're planning on this. And then I just don't feel well because the food was horrible. You know, there was no sex.
Sexual intimacy, right there.
My spouse completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
She planned my birthday for her, what she liked.
Mm.
And so that's a miscommunication as well. Like, oh, I'm going to plan this party for you, but it's really what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not honoring you. The person who's having the birthday.
Well, and you know, comments like, I clearly explained what I wanted. And this can go either way. Like, your spouse can clearly explain what they want, and that could be a party or certain gifts, and you don't do it. Or your spouse can clearly explain what they want, and it might be, I don't want a party, And in like we heard from lots of people that said, I clearly explained what I wanted and my spouse did the opposite.
Okay.
So again, you may be thinking, hey, I hear what you're saying, but I don't really think that's what you mean. And so I'm going to do the opposite of what you said because I think that's really what you want. And what just as a coach, what I would encourage is if we could all just speak what we actually want, then we know that what we're saying is the kind of thing to go there. But, you know, getting into this place of, you know, doing things that your spouse doesn't want to do.
Can I share something, though?
Yeah.
And this can be in multiple stages. And here's what I'm sharing. 50th birthday. This was my 50th this year.
Yes.
And I went from, I want to have this, and this is probably like February, March timeframe.
Yes.
I went from like, I want to have a big party. I want it catered. Let's have like a fun DJ here. Let's do it open house style. People coming and going. We can just have an amazing time.
Yes, and that was the original plan.
And I want to just party. And that was sort of the plan. And then as I began to think about it, I'm like, I really don't want to do that. I want to enjoy it with a few people. And so then it's from that, you know, like how many people are we going to have? We need to get a guest list. We need to figure out who's going to cater the event. We got all this stuff too. I told Elisa, I go, you know what? It's been gloomy in San Diego and we've had a really gloomy, gloomy year. And I was just sick and tired of sitting in the gloom that I was like, you know what? I don't want to do anything here. I want to just go. We use a thing called resortpass.com. And I go, I just want to spend the day in the desert. Let's go to Palm Desert. Let's go to Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, something. Let's go to a resort, get a cabana, hang out there, invite a couple of our friends, you know, and just enjoy the day. But it took some time to get to that point. So you got to be willing to listen. And I give Elisa a lot of credit because she asked multiple times. She was like, hey, Tony, it is your 50th. What do you want to do? And was willing to just go, okay, you're changing your mind. Okay, why? What do you want to do now? And it just took me a little time to get to that place. But when we did do it and she did all of that and we went down there and I got to celebrate my birthday with her and a few friends, it was awesome. And it was exactly what I wanted that day.
And that's a big part of it. And that's where, you know, getting into this place where you start to hear and you're so invested first and foremost in the emotional intimacy that what the two of you are communicating to one another becomes a launching board for setting the expectations in the other pillars and understanding what your spouse wants. Because when you do that, you go a long way to creating powerful memories. And we want to talk about being able to hear that and execute on that after this break. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back and we're talking about choosing to hear and meet your spouse's expectation when it comes to their birthday, right? Like their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Big part of that, right? When it's your birthday, 100%. But this is actually one of those episodes that you can share and be like, hey, this is what I've been trying to tell you all the time. But Tony and Elisa, you know, they're talking about it. Because some people are going to want that surprise party. And some people, the idea of a surprise party like induces a panic attack. Like me even saying surprise party, they're like, oh, heck no, not ever. Some people want to have lots of people around. Like Tony's initial 50th birthday, I mean, the guest list probably would have been somewhere around like 100 people, mm-hmm. if I had to guess. And he ended up having, you know, there were six of us in total. Big swing. Some people want the card and just the small displays of affection and emotional, you know, letters and things like that. And others, you know, they just want to have like, hey, just take me out for a quiet meal. And what I want to say as we're even talking about these different ideas is be really clear. There's no right or wrong on what your spouse wants for their birthday. You might not agree with it. It's like I was speaking to this group of high school kids, you know, a couple days ago on conflict. And I said to them, I go, you know, just because somebody has a different opinion with you doesn't mean that you have to agree with them. Like, it's okay to have different opinions. It's okay to see the world differently. And I would say the same thing is true when it comes to your birthdays, right? You, maybe you're the one that wants to do it over the top and your spouse doesn't. You're like, I just don't get it. That's fine. You don't have to get it. It's their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Do what they want. Think about who they are and get into this place of really seeking to understand.
Mm.
Because a birthday is an incredible opportunity for the two of you to not just meet expectations when it comes to any of the six pillars of intimacy, but really to exceed them. And it starts with building that emotional intimacy and asking the questions and getting curious. You guys get curious about what it is that they want to do for their birthdays and why that matters so much.
Yeah, when you bring this up, you know, another important date that just popped into my mind is this episode goes hand in hand with your anniversary.
100%. I thought about that too.
And the only difference is the anniversary is about the two of you. And so in this situation, it's, I do believe if Elisa wants to, you know, do nothing on her birthday and she just wants to, you know, go to a coffee shop in the morning and just laze around and read her book and all that.
To be clear, that would never be my...
I understand, but I'm just saying, but if that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? And vice versa, you know, her being willing to just go, hey, Tony, you're sort of vacillating. What do you want to do? Was honoring that. But I see the two very much. Mm-hmm. They correlate a lot in the, there are multiple conversations. And I think for the most part, me included, it's sometimes like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, it's a quick decision. It's like, oh, this is what I want to do. And then I have some time to think about it. And that's where I begin to like vacillate a little bit and then just sort of go, what is it I really want? And so having to be able to communicate that to Elisa and her not to get upset about it. It's, I think all of us sometimes have this initial like response. And I think it's going back to what our childhood was like. Mm. How did we get to celebrate? And maybe for some of you, you need to dig deep. Just like, I don't hold anything against my folks or anything like having a birthday or not. Like to me, it's a day. It's a day that I was born. I want to celebrate it, but I don't feel like I missed out on anything growing up by not remembering.
Yeah, there isn't like any childhood trauma over your birthdays.
And yet for some of you, there might be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lack or the feeling like there was a party going on, but nobody saw you.
Mm.
Or that you asked your parents for something and they never gave it to you. You know what I mean? So it may be that you grew up in a divorced family and that hurt because you spent it with one of your parents, but not the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we were thinking through things as adults and we forget that those wounds and those hurts that we experienced as children are still affecting us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's building the emotional intimacy so that you can meet the expectations in the other pillars and getting to know your spouse for who they are today, mm-hmm. because who they are today is a result of where they've been and the things that matter to them, honoring that, mm-hmm. right? You know, some people said, you know, in terms of what would have made that birthday experience, you know, spectacular or memorable or things like that. And, you know, like somebody said, respect who I am and what I want, right? Like, that is, it's such an incredible way to, like this person said, show respect, but it's also, and I use this phrase a lot with my coaching clients, it's also an opportunity to create trust building. It's a trust building exercise, right? If I tell you, hey, I just want to have a quiet dinner with the kids and you say, hey, honey, happy birthday. We're having a quiet dinner tonight with the kids. I'm learning to trust you that if I ask for something, you'll honor that. And it becomes this way to really build that trust wall around your marriage where it feels safe and secure. Some people said, just ask me what I'd like to do. Like, don't assume. Just ask me.
Mm-hmm.
It seems really simple, but sometimes we have to get really simple in marriage to create the extraordinary.
One thing I would say around this, though, in the pillar that often doesn't get discussed is our financial intimacy pillar.
100%.
And so setting that up and yourselves up for success around this, I think is the big thing, because it's like, ask me what I'd like to do. Okay. Well, if I ask you, is that going to like destroy our budget? Like what does this look like? And I don't know. I mean, you know, it's different for everybody, and you can go from like a big party with 100 people, like I was talking about with a DJ and all that, to, hey, we're just going to get a cabana down at the desert.
Well, and we've had birthdays where it's been like, hey, we've got, you know, 20, 50 bucks in the budget.
Right.
What can we do for that?
And so being able to just discuss your financial intimacy with one another around your birthdays,
mm-hmm.
I believe will help you to be able to experience the birthday you want,
mm-hmm.
and set the expectations, because now I know. It's like, we have this in our budget, in our cash flow plan. We've saved up for it. Maybe it's a big one coming up. We're saving for it every month instead of just like, it's here and you want me to spend, you know, $1,000 on you. I get it, but right now we don't have that.
Right.
We have $100. And so that puts me in a precarious position if I ask you what you would like, because you want the $1,000 birthday and literally all we have is $100. And you may not know that, or you may know that, but I don't want to let you down as your spouse.
Wow.
And so that can add the tension and the cracks to happen in your pillars.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this goes into, you know, what does it look like to put forth effort? You know, like having that conversation is an effort conversation, and being able to say, hey, you know what? We agreed at the start of the year that we were like, you know, Tony just used that example. We agreed that our birthday budget this year was going to be $100. And maybe that's how you start the conversation. This is what we agreed on. So what would you like to do that would be in that range? Now we're not even getting to the hundred, you know, the $1,000 birthday, but it's being in this place. And so much of this is emotional intimacy, you guys. It can't be overstated. You know, one person said, hey, communicate your expectations with me instead of just hoping I'll read your mind. And all I wanted to say is amen.
The truth.
You know, because if you want that surprise birthday or you don't, you're just like, oh my gosh, I hope they figure it out. I hope they figure it out. I hope. And then, you know, dinner becomes, you know, this quiet meal with just you and the kids. And you're like, dang, I really wanted the surprise party. Well, if your spouse doesn't know, you might not be getting it.
That goes to episode 319 ESP, extrasensory perception. I'm going to put a link to that because this is something we talked about way, way, way long ago. And it still holds true today,
mm-hmm.
around your birthday and each of those six pillars of intimacy.
That's probably one of my most recommended episodes during coaching.
Really?
I send that one out a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Another thing that was shared is think about what I like, not what you want. True. Like you may want to do really something really special because it's been a while since you guys have done something, you know, super fun. And you're like, oh, this is what I really want to do today. So we're going to do it. We're going to call it my spouse's birthday. If it's not something that they want to do, it's not the day to do it just because it's their birthday. Right. Think about them. This is your day to celebrate who they are, what their interests are. And again, you may not love to do the things that they love to do, but it's their day.
Mm-hmm.
You have your day. Let them know what you want to do on your day. You know, and ultimately, you know, in terms of the communication, if something comes up with you and you're not going to be able to make their birthday for whatever reason, there's a work project, you have to stay late, everybody is sick, all of that kind of stuff, communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your spouse forgot because they aren't communicating because they feel sad that they're going to disappoint you. Own it. Hey, this was completely unexpected. But we're going to talk about it so that you know that I'm going to do a rain check with you next week or this weekend or whatever it is to be able to go, hey, you're so important to me. And this stinks that we're not able to do it on your day or when we planned, but I'm going to share it with you because I value who you are enough to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about building the, you know, thinking about each one of the six pillars and saying, hey, your birthday is coming. You can even use the six pillars of as your framework: emotional, physical, financial, spiritual, recreational, and sexual, and go, hey, your birthday is coming. What do you want to do in any or all of these six pillars so that I know and we are creating a plan for your birthday and for our marriage?
Yeah.
Because the birthday comes every year. It's going to happen. What are the two of you, and that's a very intentional phrase, the two of you doing to set yourselves up for success, to have birthdays be incredible experiences that draw the two of you closer together and make you feel more connected at the end of that day, more celebrated, more unified than just, oh, that was another day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, your birthday may be coming up. It may have already passed. It doesn't matter, because this episode is one where the two of you can begin to have that discussion about, how did you celebrate birthdays as a child and growing up? How have they been since you got married? And what are you looking forward to as you move forward together? And here's the thing. Every year, your birthday is coming. So why not have a discussion this week and discuss it and talk about it and share some of the high times that you've had and maybe some of the disappointments. And so that way together, you guys can get on the same team and go, this is what we're going to do moving forward. And this is how we're going to set it up, so we have birthdays that are memorable and we feel like we are seen, heard, and just loved on that day. With that, you guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'd love to hear your hugs. So send us those to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Enjoy. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.